Watson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Due south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America, hour number three. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 1st of October, 2011. We're visiting with Patrick Wood of the August Review and Forecast. AugustForecast.com is his website. And we're talking about smart meters, the smart grid, and technocracy, and how it all connects to the controls that are being put into place, whatever, electric and everything, and population reduction and control ultimately under Agenda 21. I want to go and take a call. By the way, you folks are welcome to call in. 800-313-9443 is the number. That's 800-313-9443. There are a lot of other aspects that we're going to be touching upon in this coming hour as well, but you're certainly welcome to join in the conversation. Let's go to Arizona and talk to Betty. Betty, good morning.
Hi, Darren. I'm so glad you're talking about this. I was working on the list of 36 cities that have banned the meters, representing 2.5 million people. I don't know how much power that's ever going to have, because I've been watching these utilities just hardball, sneak, lie. It's unbelievable what they're doing, and I'm calling it modern-day version of the gas chamber, only with electricity, because I've been studying this intensely for about 3 months now, since I realized I moved into a place in February with three smart meters and a collection meter on the other side of my living room wall, and I was having symptoms before I even knew anything about them. And I've been having crying jags now because I feel so out of control. Now, I mean, the spraying in the air was bad enough, and now I just feel like somebody else is going to control when I die now, or how healthy I am or I'm not, and the privacy issues and all that. I don't even care about that.
Well, we all should care about that. But I see your point. I mean, your point is that you're very concerned about your health, but all of it is stuff that we should care about.
Oh, I'm so depressed even hearing what he's added to it with what the future of it's going to be. I'm glad I'm 59 years old. But this thing's a debacle. I mean, they're starting fires. They had to pull out thousands of them already because they were miscalculated. They think it caused the explosion in San Diego.
And well, I hadn't heard about that, but I do know that I just seen an article. In fact, I got it here somewhere in my stack of stuff where one of the city councils discovered that these things are not underwriter laboratory approved, which all appliances are supposed to be, I guess, in the U.S. Hey, we're up against the clock. I'll hold you over, and then we'll get Patrick's response, if he has one, to whatever you're saying here. So stay with us, folks. You're listening to Govern America. Stay with us. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Broadcast. This is Governor America. The end of the innocents. That's indeed true. Betty was just saying before the break how depressed she's been. You know, and that's certainly a part of this whole operation. You know, when you first learn of this kind of information, you tend to feel overwhelmed. And sometimes I think all of us kind of battle that depression. We kind of get discouraged. We kind of get down in the dumps. But I encourage you folks to move past the area of depression. Move further toward the area of anger and determination.
Well, I went to city council, but that didn't work.
Oh, hold on a second, Betty. Hold on. Hold it. Wait just a minute. I'm addressing not just you. I'm addressing the entire audience at large.
Okay.
It comes to a point where we have to move past the depression and what we can't do and make a determination that we can do this. There is a lot in regard to this that we can do. I think those people who don't have the smart meters on your house, I think it's time to get proactive. It's time to serve notice on your electric company that you're not going to take this. You're not going to receive these things. And I think maybe, I don't know, Patrick, what do you think about this? Maybe at some point we need to threaten these people with, I think at some point if they're putting stuff on the side of our house that is detrimental as far as health effects are concerned, that they would be liable. I mean, there's no law, as far as I know anyway, mandating these smart meters, are there?
There's not.
Patrick? It's been a policy that was handed down from the Department of Energy in Washington, D.C., and in that sense, they have made it mandatory. Well, it's kind of like the EPA and, you know, some of these other government bodies. Just they make up a rule and they say, well, this is the way it's going to be, and they enforce it with law enforcement behind it as if it was some kind of a legislation or something, which
it's
was not.
Bureaucratic regulations, then, is what you're saying.
It's bureaucratic regulation, and this is the heart of technocracy, by the way. If science declares that a certain solution needs to be implemented, well, you can't question that. It's just too bad. This is the way it's going to be. And it is true that a small percentage of the population are having legitimate health concerns over this. There are some people that are highly allergic, if you will, to electromagnetic radiation, mm-hmm. not just smart meters, other things too, like cell phones, whatever, will set off a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And the utility companies have not considered these people very well, for sure. But it's a small percentage of the population at large. It doesn't bother me. I do know a person that does bother.
Well, the problem is too is it doesn't bother you, but we don't really know really what the long term effects of this are on the overall health of the population at large. I mean, you may not get dizzy. I remember I've used cell phones. And for a while, I was using it pretty heavily, and it got to a point where I was getting dizzy. I was hearing ringing in my ears, a buzzing in my head, and I finally started realizing, hey, I got to quit this, but having something on your house that's radiating every, 2 to 5 seconds or whatever, and my understanding is that these things, from what I've read anyway, and you correct me if I'm wrong, these things can translate up to 2 miles, they transmit up to 2 miles. They basically transmit from house to house, meter to meter, basically blanketing an entire neighborhood and ultimately an entire city, and extremely low frequency or ELF radio waves. Is that correct? Or am I missing something?
Different meters have different capabilities, different power outputs, and so on. But the point I was leading up to is the health issue is not really the right issue to fight smart meters on, in my estimation. Although I'll take whatever we can get. I'm glad there are people fighting just on the health issue. But people that only focus on the health issue are missing the bigger point.
Right.
That smart grid is putting a net of control over our country that will provide eventually for a complete scientific dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand this. This is the big issue that is much more deadly. And you see, if the issue is just the health things, here's what some are doing in Canada, for instance. When people protest the meter, they say, okay, for you and you because you protested, we will put in a landline to your meter. And you won't have any more Wi-Fi on it. See, the issue is not really the Wi-Fi. The issue is control. So once they say, well, we'll just do something else for you, and they provide a healthier solution, your argument just goes away. All the momentum of your protest is just gone.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You see, and this is the risk, is that they will address the health concerns eventually to shut the people up, and all the protest that's been mounted on health issues will just go poof in the, you know, go up in smoke.
I see the problem. I understand entirely, and it's a very good point. Betty, we have some other calls. Did you have a follow-up? Do you want to say anything else to Patrick?
We'll get our privacy in the grave. You know, that's what I'm worried about. And what if your neighbors all keep theirs, but they give you a landline?
Yeah, that certainly wouldn't stop the health effects.
They decide where they're going to put these collection meters. Your house could be like a cell phone for them. That's what this collection meter is. It collects from 500 to 5,000 homes other signals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting fried here, I'll tell you. But anyway, I understand what he's saying. I mean, I wasn't bothered by it. I mean, we all have every cell in our body works electrically, so everybody's going to be affected, whether they're hypersensitive or just normal. I mean, it's going to get to you after a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, I will let you go and speak to others because I need to hear, you know, what everyone says, but I'm just beside myself, and I am fighting. Believe me, I get so angry, I do cry. I mean, that's the frustration of it.
Yeah, I know. I think we all can sympathize with you there. And bless your heart. Thank you so much, Betty, for the call.
Yeah, I want to encourage Betty to go to augustforecast.com and read my papers there on technocracy, and in particular the two articles on smart grid. I think it will help her understand the bigger picture as well.
Yeah, excellent. You know, she brought up something that I want to come back to that I think is encouraging in this fight. She mentioned that there are 36 cities that have banned the meters. You know, that right there indicates that somebody has been doing a lot of work in the background educating people and educating their city councils. You know, we need state legislation as well banning this. Any roadblock that we can throw, any monkey wrench we can throw in this global plan, whether it's at a city level, a state level or any other level, I think is something that's encouraging and needs to be done. Would you agree with that?
It raises awareness, I think, when a city does something like that. It does raise awareness of the issue. It's indicative of the level of protest going on in the community. But the attitude of the utility companies is that this is not binding on them. And they say that because they claim that you receive electricity according to a contract that you have with them. It's implied, if not specific, that they have the right to bill you according to what suits them, not you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they believe that they have a right to do this regardless. You know, what a city says may slow them down a little bit, but they just countersue, strike the resolution down, and go ahead and implement them anyway. And, you know, this is very, you know, draconian that they, you know, don't take the public interest into account at all. We used to call utilities public utilities. I remember there was a day when, you know, when they were controlled by the public interest, not by their own self-interest. That's all changed now. The old way is out completely. And they're thinking altogether differently today. So if you refuse a meter, they can say, fine, we really don't care. We'll just, you know, you can keep your old analog meter. But by the way, we're going to raise your rates 30% across the board. You see, they can do whatever they want. Basically, they can do whatever they want to do right now to penalize you and make it so painful that you'll beg them to put a smart meter on your house in the end.
Well, there's got to be a way to stop them, you know, and some people have suggested, you know, filing small claims suits against them and tying them up in court to the point where they can't keep track of all the suits. I mean, but there's certainly something that's got to be done in order to stop these people because, you know, for a power company to be able to make their own law or say they're above the law is just completely unacceptable and un-American. Hey, we're up against the clock here. When we come back, we'll take Rick in Illinois. We also have Bob in Wisconsin. And, folks, you're welcome to jump on board as well. 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We're back. Discovered America. I'm Darren Weeks. Our guest is Patrick Wood. Patrick Wood of the August Review and Forecast, and his website once again is augustforecast.com. He's written a lot about this technocracy of which the smart meters are a part, and we are talking about the smart grid and smart meter technology that is being foisted upon the people here in America and around the world. This is a worldwide plan. And, Patrick, did you have anything else to say in response to anything before we go back to the phones?
Well, listen, I want to talk about protests just for a minute, just okay. So people understand what they're up against. In British Columbia, there's a huge battle going on right now, the people rebelling against smart meters for all the same reasons we are down here. But one poll that was taken up there says that 55% of the people voted to halt mandatory installation of smart meters. This is this was at a civic politicians meeting, and 55% voted to halt mandatory installation. That's a lot of people, you know, rising up against it. And the energy minister, who is in charge of implementing this, said that he's not concerned about this resolution asking for a moratorium on mandatory meter installation. And I'm reading from the article. He said, because he did not hear the same concerns during one-on-one meetings with municipal leaders. So he's just completely ignoring the people and only talking to, to the leadership. And Basically, it says that smart meter dislike will not change the plan for their implementation, period, end of subject. And it's just, it's absolutely incredible. The mindset is incredible that these people have. They believe that, that, you know, their attitude towards the people are that people are just no better than livestock. They're just stock to be managed.
Yeah, and well, my answer to that is the heck it won't. You know, I mean, this is what, I mean, I'm serious about this. I mean, these people have no right to slap the leg irons on us and control us in this way. And I mean, whatever we've got to do to stop them, whatever mechanism we have to use, I mean, we have to have a determination that this is not going to happen. I don't know. You know, maybe this is going to be, I hate to use the word revolution, but these people are entrenching themselves further and further and further into their lives. And if this isn't stopped, literally every single microcosm of our lives are going to be controlled down to the tiniest little thing. I don't know. You know, let's take Rick in Illinois. Rick, you're on the air.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, Patrick. I just wanted to read a brief one-sentence quote that kind of gets to the heart of the mindset of globalism. And now I'd like to ask Patrick a question. I just came across this quote yesterday. It's from Samuel P. Huntington, that's Huntington, from his book, The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking World Order. And it says, the West won the world not by the superiority of its ideas or values or religion, but rather by its superiority in applying organized violence. Westerners often forget this fact. Non-Westerners never do. And I'd like to ask a question for Patrick, and I hope this is kind of on topic in terms of what you're talking about, the smart meters, but I kind of want to bring it into my home and your listeners' homes and the listeners' homes. And when you look to upgrade your mechanical systems in your home, such as a furnace or an air conditioning system, is there something that as a buyer we want to look for in the systems that we purchase or look to avoid that helps us maintain our privacy and our control over our utilities in our home? I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
It's been mandated that appliances sold in the U.S. will have the technology embedded in them to speak to the smart meters by the end of 2012. And this will not be something that you can just go in and rip out the circuit board out of your brand new washer, dryer, refrigerator, whatever.
They won't work without it, will they?
Well, I can't say that. Most people would not, you know, it'll void the warranty for one, and most people probably would break the whole thing because they don't know anything about the technology. I wouldn't know enough to reach in and pull something out for
right.
sure. But the mandate is there, the legislation is there that these appliances have to have this communicating technology built into it. And that just paves the way for smart meters. This thing is very pervasive. It hasn't been done without a very comprehensive strategy, let me put it that way. We see the elements of this strategy all over the field, like for instance, the legislation that requires the processor, the little, you know, circuit board, to be included in appliances. Well, somebody had to orchestrate that on the side from the smart meters, you understand. So you have the Department of Energy pushing from the top down smart meters all across the country, giving out money nilly-willy to these utilities like PG&E to do it. And at the same time, you have somebody else is going after the manufacturers like GE and, you know, the rest of them to include this technology. Actually, more likely, probably companies like GE at the top of the whole thing in the first place. But that's another story. But you get my point. There's a strategy going on here.
Yeah.
And it's a multi-pronged strategy. It's not just a simplistic, oh, let's just go out and slap smart meters on a house.
All right, yeah, let's hold it right there. We'll be back here in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. This is Governor America, visiting with Patrick Wood of the August Review and Forecast. And, Patrick, I don't know if you wanted to say anything. We got the phone stacked here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish your thoughts if you had anything else to say. I think you were talking about this being a much bigger strategy than just slapping some meters on the side of somebody's house. There are a number of elements that are at work to implement this whole overall program.
Well, you need to tie it to... what it needs to be tied. You need to tie it to technocracy. You need to tie it to the United Nations. You need to tie it to Agenda 21 and sustainable development. And to do anything less is just completely missing the point. It is a comprehensive strategy.
Absolutely.
To control the people. And we just need to grab it. And, you know, the United Nations, has written so much on stuff like this over a period of time. At the top of my Smart Grid article, The Implementation of Technocracy, there was a quote directly from a United Nations publication that they intend to turn the brown economy, as they call it today, into a green economy. This is technocracy. This green economy is technocracy by definition.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, quote, a green economy implies a decoupling of resource use and environmental impacts from economic growth. These investments, both public and private, provide the mechanism for the reconfiguration of business, infrastructure, and institutions and for the adoption of sustainable consumption.
There you have it.
There you have it. I mean, can it be any more clear? With sustainable consumption? You mean you're going to tell me how much I can consume? That's exactly what they're trying to do. And if you get it, if you don't get this point, you have got nothing. You have to understand this.
That's absolutely right. I guess then the next question is, what do we do about it? I mean, that's the main thing, and this is the reason for my passion on this, is that, and I don't want to have misdirected passion, but I think there's got to be a way for us to fight it, and we kind of need to strategize, and I think that's one of the good things about radio programs like this, where we can all come together and talk about these issues, because we do need to formulate some sort of strategy to attack this thing.
Determination is probably the most important thing, and a willingness or a refusal to roll over at some point. And, you know, they have resolution against us. They have been persistent for decades at implementing these plans, and the people have basically just rolled over. They get tired of an issue. They get tired of fighting it, let it go. We need to stop that kind of attitude, and we need to be able to look these people square in the eye at public meetings and wherever we might meet them. We need to look them square in the eye and say, look, here's the deal. I'm against you, and you're against me, but I want you to understand this one fact. I will fight you till hell freezes over, and then I will fight you on the ice.
Thank you.
That's it. That's the
attitude
we have to have.
Absolutely.
And
couldn't agree more.
Anything less is going to be...
Change for your children.
That's right.
Change for your children and grandchildren forever. Because this is a global plan, as you pointed out, Patrick, and they're playing for keeps, people. I mean, that's the bottom line. All right, I want to go to the phones because I got a ton of calls here. Bob in Wisconsin. Bob, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, go ahead.
Yeah, Patrick, first of all, I've read your articles. I enjoyed them. Thank you. I wanted to give you a story and then a question for Patrick. When I was listening to your show this morning, I got thinking about an extra billing I had on my electrical bill in August. And I just assumed that it was because of the periodic coming out and reading the meter. Well, after your comment about digital meters, I went out and looked. Lo and behold, I have a smart meter.
Oh, and that's something.
And I should add that I'm retired. I'm home most of the time, and I didn't know they put it there.
Hmm.
I live out in the country, so it's not like, you know, it's coming down the sidewalk with a truck. They probably parked out somewhere and walked in, but I'm curious, Patrick, when are the smart meters all supposed to be in place? Is there a target date for, like, in the United States, or you know of any time schedule?
Originally, the target was 2000, end of 2012 or 2013. I'm not sure that the plan has been slowed down a little bit because of the protest, but there's a massive rollout going on right now, and it's not necessary for them to have 100% of everybody on a smart meter before the clamp can be put down on controlling, you know, the all of the people. But my guess is the way things are going right now, that probably by, you know, the middle of 2013 for sure, it'll be mostly done.
Okay, and one last comment, and I'll get off so you can take other calls. The comment you made about there may have to be a revolution, Darren.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe that without doing something like that, nothing is going to change because they ignore us regularly and they feel they can do it with impunity.
Well, I just want to make it clear, I'm not in favor of a bloody revolution or an overthrow of the government. I want to make that clear. There are different kinds
either.
Of revolutions, but we certainly need people to rise up and put a stop to this tyrannical nonsense that is going on completely and totally. I mean, you talk about totalitarianism. I mean, this is about the most draconian, totalitarian thing ever known to man, this technocratic thing that Patrick Wood is always talking about.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It reaches into everything.
And I'm not in favor of bloodshed either, but the way things are going, they just, our politicians don't listen to us. It's obvious that we are not being being treated as citizens.
Right.
We're being treated as cattle.
Absolutely. Well, thank you
anyway,
so much, Bob. I appreciate the call.
Have a good day, folks.
And the thing is, Patrick and listeners, I think that we share, we as the populace, we as the American people, the reason why the politicians have gotten so blind, deaf, and dumb to our concerns is because we've allowed it to go that way. We haven't stood up and done what we were supposed to do, being actively involved in every area of governmental process. This thing didn't get this way overnight. It's because people have been preoccupied with television and living their daily lives and pursuing income and stuff. You know, and not all that's bad. You know, balance. But people have completely and totally, utterly neglected the responsibilities of government. So that's where we're at today. And this is the natural result of the vacuum. All right, let's jump to Alaska and talk to Chad. Chad, good morning.
Hi. I disagree with almost everything I'm hearing, and I'm sure I'll get cut off before I'm allowed to advance or develop any argument. But almost all your arguments have at their basis a desire to change human nature and make them more of this or more of that. And I hear a lot of complaining, I want this, I want it this way, I want it that way, and you're all kind of missing the big picture, and that is, as you have increased population and increased demands and resources, you're going to have increased management, which means increased powers, and that means increased corruption, and
okay,
there is no solution,
Chad,
as long as you want ever-expanding growth. And
hello, Chad, hold it right there. First of all, who are you relying upon for your population statistics? Have you done a head count?
Of what?
Of the number of people on the planet.
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Well, you're lying, Chad, because there's no way you possibly can.
Well, then why ask the question?
What is your question?
You asked the question. You asked if I have done a head count of every person on the planet.
And you said yes.
Yeah, because it's a silly question.
I don't think it's a silly question. You just talked about the fact, your fact, your belief, that the population number of people here on this planet has gone beyond some effort.
Nothing I said is a belief, no matter where you look.
Okay, where are you getting your facts?
What facts?
Your population statistics. Where do they come from?
I didn't mention any statistics.
You just said the number of people is increasing.
I said increasing population requires an increased stress on resources requires increased management.
But that presumes that we have an increasing population.
Just
so
like a city requires more management than a town.
Well, I disagree with your premise, because you're getting your information from the United Nations Population Fund, which has an interest in telling you that we're overpopulated, because they are the ones that are implementing the controls.
I'm not getting my information from that. I can easily take a number of people in the world, which is 7 billion, and divide it by...
Okay, but it's the United Nations that gives you that 7 billion number. So it's hogwash.
Well, no, I mean...
This planet is more than big enough, Chad, to house the rest of us.
But that's not my point.
We are not utilizing the resources on this planet necessary. More and more land is being put off limits, and people are being herded into highly dense areas under Agenda 21. So your argument is mute.
You're perverting my argument. That wasn't my argument. I made a simple statement that said increased population densities require increased management. And increased management means increased government, which means increased powers, which means increased corruption. And you're never going to stop that the way those things follow.
Okay, Patrick, do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, Darren, I think maybe the question for Ted is, and I'd like to just ask you point blank, Ted, would you consider yourself a technocrat?
I'm an engineer, and I'm also a scientist, and I look at things just from a logical, factual view.
Well, certainly, you obviously do, but would you consider yourself associated with technocracy? With the movement Technocracy Inc. or with
no, I don't associate with anybody or anything.
Okay. Well, you certainly are putting forth an argument that would be right in line with Technocracy Inc. That is the organization Technocracy that's based in Washington. You know, the idea of balance, of balancing the resources. The use of resources for the population and according to what can be extracted from the planet is a common theme amongst technocracy. And one can look at that body of information and say, yes, there are some points here. There are some logical statements from time to time. But the end of technocracy is scientific dictatorship. And this is not the way that that liberty-loving individuals want to go. We don't want a scientific dictatorship.
Well, people that populate themselves into imprisonment aren't liberty-loving.
Well, you see, freedom goes away when control comes in. That's my point. Engineers and scientists have no more right to tell us what to do than corrupt politicians.
Chad, thank you for the call. But you're buying the lie there, buddy. Don't buy the propaganda. Don't buy the lies. Don't believe everything you're told. That's the bottom line, especially when that information comes from the very same channels which are implementing the controls, namely the United Nations. All right, John in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Darren.
Yeah,
hello,
go ahead.
Patrick. The previous caller, I would have asked him, Patrick, and if he would call in an answer, I'd be happy to hear it. Does he go along with the natural progression from technocracy to post-humanism or to transhumanism? Does he look as an engineer to merge man and machine? Because that's the end result of it. Patrick, you brought up that it will be scientific dictatorship. And as they're trying to get it to the point, as absurd as it sounds, to be able to flip a switch and cause people to become dormant, another name for an electronic death, just turn you off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the question that I had for you, Patrick, was, you know, I'm looking at these smart meters. I understand what's going on. I believe that it has a lot to do with the increase in the number of people that are claiming tinnitus or ringing in the ears. We know about the electric meters that are smart meters, but I wanted to let people know. I had someone come out. I'm in the country. I had so far out in the country that we had no natural gas and no city water. I was on a well and dependent upon electricity to heat my house. Well, a few years ago, we got natural gas, and they put a meter on, and I had it installed in a wood-burning fireplace in the event that we would lose electricity, I'd be able to heat the house with gas logs. So, long story short, I didn't use it. I was being billed $6 a month, and they came out because I hadn't been using it, claimed I had been stealing the gas, so they had to put a meter in. They put a new meter in. I think they said it was like $6,000, a smart gas meter, where they can stand at the curb couple hundred feet away and read the meter. Now, at that time, I didn't know what smart meters were, so I've got a smart gas meter. We got running water. And, people don't look at their bills, Patrick. They don't think about how much they're consuming. They have no idea of, you know, what a gallon is or what 10,000 gallons are. My in-laws, who live a couple thousand feet away, at their first bill, it was $35. I got my first bill, it was $90. I know I didn't use any more water than they did, I went to the water company.
Okay, John, we're going to have to speed this up here because we're coming up to a break.
Okay, well, long story short, I got a $90 water bill, and come to find out, I had the meter changed, paid for it myself. Their meter was off. So, and not only is it to control us, what we use, et cetera, they can also determine how much money they want to get from an individual family or family, so they can steal more from you because they know you're not going to look at your bill. Anyway, if the caller from Alaska would call in, I'd be happy to hear his
call. We almost don't have any time left of it. We have another call after him. Thanks for the call there, John. All right, we're going to come back from the break here and finish the final segment with Patrick Wood. Stay with us. This is Govern America.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. Final segment with Patrick Wood. Paul in Australia. Go right ahead. You're on with Patrick Wood. Paul?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Darren. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. We're short on time, so please, hurry.
Yes, I know. I've been on hold for a while. Yes, no, absolutely. It's mostly a comment, mostly for about 5 minutes before you... I like the other caller, because what people don't realize is that America is nothing more than a corporation. people don't realize that America is not a country, and it never was. It is nothing more than a corporation. You know, America Inc., you can look into all the beautiful magazines, and people need to do the research. You know what I'm saying, Darren?
I know exactly what you're saying, and yeah, you're right about that. We are a corporation, but how can this, I guess the main thing is we're talking about smart meters, and how does this relate to smart meters?
Who cares about smart meters? America is nothing more than a sellout. You know, the red, white, and blue, you know, I'm saying this respectively. The red, white, and blue, what do you think those colors are? That's alchemy.
All right. Paul, I'd like to stay on topic here, and we're running out of time, so thank you for the
call.
There is
no topic. America is a corporation.
Goodbye. You know something, Pat? I think the clowns are really coming out of the woodwork today.
Well,
unfortunately.
Yeah, who knows?
You know,
people need to get on top of it and get informed, get their facts right, understand the big picture, and then they'll have an idea of what to do on a local basis. But, you have to, as they say, you think global, act local.
I guess let's talk a little bit in the last few couple of minutes here that we have. What do you recommend people do that have these things and people that maybe don't have them? You know, what do you have any ideas on some starting points of where people can, aside from educating their fellow man, something that we can do about this whole problem?
Go all your city leaders, your county leaders, your state leaders, and raise a ruckus over it. Say, no, we're not going to accept this. Some people have sued the utility companies. Some people have gone out and that had smart meters installed, they've gone out and bought the analog meters themselves at their own expense, hired an electrician to throw the smart meter off their house and reinstall an analog meter, and then they put a cage over it so that it can't be tampered with by the utility company, and they post a sign on it, do not change this meter. There are things of civil protest that people can do. There's a few examples. Of course, that costs money. Some people just don't flat out have that money in this kind of economy right now to do that. But, you can talk to neighbors. You can pass out flyers. You can, protest against the utility company itself. And just raise a stink. Every time you stand up and say something, there's going to be a few more people that come to your side. And, after a time, you may gain enough strength in the community to stop smart meters altogether.
Yeah, and I would say again, that people need to be lobbying their state legislators, and we need model legislation to be introduced in the states and to be passed to make these things illegal in every state, and that's certainly something that people can do. Also, I want to point out, there is a website that I was looking at this morning called refusesmartmeter.com. That's refusesmartmeter.com. Encourage you folks to check that out. There are some suggestions there on what you can do as well. And they even have certain signs that they offer that you can put there. Thank you so much, Patrick. I really appreciate your being with us. We'll certainly do it again.
Entirely welcome. God bless you.
God bless you, folks. AugustForecast.com is his website. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. We'll talk to you next week.
The next round of the